This isn't expensive. It's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this second morning of November. 52 degrees on our way to a very warm 77. And we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Emporia Farmers Market Director Tricia Fullerton. It is just about soup-a-palooza time. Tricia, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
Well, we're doing well. There's really no rest here for the Emporia Farmers Market, I guess you could say, because you go straight from the regular season to the winter market, and then right after that you wind up with Soup-a-Palooza. And I'm assuming a lot of people are gearing up here for Soup-a-Palooza on Tuesday.
That's right. We have a lot of great people coming in and helping us out. Frontier Farm Credit brings in some volunteers to help serve soup, and we're really excited about getting going for Soup-a-Palooza this year.
Well, let's dive into the specifics of Soup-a-Palooza. Give us the when's and where's and how much is and what's on the menu.
All of those.
All those things.
That's right. Yeah, we have four soups on our menu this year. We have chicken tortellini, everybody's favorite sausage potato. That seems to go really well. We have vegetable beef and creamy tomato. So we have four great soups, a lot of great cakes and cookies that we'll have for dessert. And this is on Tuesday, Election Day. We hope you'll get out and vote and then come join us for some soup at Soup-a-Palooza. We start serving at 11 o'clock, and we have dine-in at the Anderson Building on the fairgrounds from 11 to 3. But you can still get carry-out after that. Carry-out starts at 11 as well, and you can do that all the way through 6 o'clock.
I have to ask, Tricia, I have to ask before you go any further, have you ever considered possibly having a kind of an election of your own as to which of those soups is the favorite, or is that one of those things which may just simply be an unfair question to ask those attending?
You know, we're kind of doing that this year, actually, because we're going to give you a ticket, and as you come in and choose your soup, we're going to have you put your ticket in at that roaster. So we're going to find out which one really is everybody's favorite.
Okay. Well, I think you know which one is the favorite by how much you have left. I mean, pretty easy right there, right?
That's a good way to describe it.
Usually that tells us a lot. How many roasters we do of that one and if there's anything left. Absolutely.
That's exactly right. And I notice on your flyer you're saying, Tricia, no inflation at Soup-a-Palooza.
That's right. Prices have not gone up. For a donation to the farmer's market of $6, you can dine in, have a bowl of soup and your dessert. And if you are too busy and just need to do that carry out and get back to work, we can do that too. You can take a pint of soup also for $6. Desserts are $2, so you can take that, you know, come and pick it up for everybody at work and take it back. It'll be a great soup day, I think.
Are you going to have other food items and foodstuffs there to go along with the soup coming up here on Tuesday?
You know, and then dessert, and we'll have some crackers and some things like that. But we do have some great things going on this year with our silent auction. We are trying to feature a lot of our vendors. So we're going to have some bread from Chad the Bread Man. We're going to have some great items from different vendors. Some of them are crafts. Some of them are foods. We have some cinnamon rolls coming up for people to bid on. So it's going to be a great time to sample some different things that our vendors have to offer.
Soup-a-Palooza coming up Tuesday, November 8th. The dine-in at the Anderson Building from 11 until 3, and you can carry out until 6 p.m. $6 for a great meal, a really tasty soup and desserts, and, of course, all to benefit Emporia's Farmers Market. And, Tricia, winter, boy, we transition from your outdoor to winter quickly, don't we?
We do. We jump right into the indoor season at Waters Hardware. We want to thank them so much, and ESB also, for supporting us in going into our indoor season so that we can continue with our farmers market all winter long. And I heard the pancake feed thing, so you can go enjoy the pancakes, and then you can come to the indoor market from 10 to 12 also on Saturday.
Good deal. What's going to be at the debut of the winter market coming up here Saturday?
So we're still going to have a little bit of our produce left from some of our vendors, so that's great. And we usually have apples from Bob Carr all season long. He also tends to bring in some hot apples later, so that's always great to stop by and grab that on a Saturday morning. And we're going to be saying goodbye to a couple of our main vendors, Delmer and Carol Henricks. Looks like maybe ending their season with us, so we hope you'll come out and join them for the last few markets that they'll be doing of our indoor season. And that way you can come visit everyone, and we'll have a great variety, early Christmas shopping, all of that going on at the indoor market.
Folks, support our Emporia Farmers Market. Again, Supapalooza coming up Tuesday, November the 8th, and the Winter's Farmers Market at Waters Hardware begins this Saturday from 10 until noon. Did we forget anything here, Tricia?
Well, I think we're going good. We just hope you'll come on out and enjoy all the great things going on at Emporia.
We appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, Tricia Fullerton, who is the director of the Emporia Farmers Markets, Supapalooza, coming up on Tuesday on our primetime Newsmaker.
All right. If you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segments, which are 7:15, 7:20 every weekday, give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. We're full to close out the week, including tomorrow, where we'll have United Way of the Flint Hills CEO Mickey Edwards and Fundraising Drive co-chair Lisa Hayes talking about a special preventing theft workshop.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. 725, 52 degrees. Stay tuned. Weather next.
I'm Heather Brazel. I'm one of the providers at Newman Regional Health Medical Partners Express Care. Express Care is open to the public without an appointment.